Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Old School Crew coming at you live at 1040 O Street. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Once again, we want to thank Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, coming in on every Thursday, dropping knowledge and obviously bringing a wealth of good vibes in here with the libations. They are on what, 13th and South? 13th and South. It's always good to go in there. They got a good staff and very roomy and welcoming. Obviously, Kevin's a good dude. One of my favorites walking this great the face of the earth. But we are. Less than 48 hours. It's crazy. As much, you know, as the Indiana hangover, I probably lasted probably a day or two too long. Depends on who you are, you know. But then now you got, that's the great thing about football. You can get your get back right. And that's why it's so important to, you know, maximize every week. But DP, we're on to Ohio State. If you were facing Ohio State, how would you, and you've watched them against Oregon, right? Mm-hmm. What did you see against Oregon that you might try to attack? Knowing, even though they have a bye week, it's a weakness, in my opinion, or want yours, but that has been in their program for quite some time.
Well, I fall in line with the two ways to handle Ohio State, usually following the Minnesota playbook of you a full commitment to the ground game and then taking advantage of outer third where it's one-on-one matchups. Michigan has done, given the playbook that, listen, even without the top receivers in the country, that you can, in that outer third, put Ohio State corners at risk. Like, those are open space corners. Those are not battle in a telephone booth corners.
Right.
And so I need to make them a little more physical than they want to be. And it's the right kind of physical. I don't mean the silly bulliness.
Yeah.
I mean
the fake tough guy.
Right. Stuff, yeah. Like that fake tough guy stuff will get you blown out of the building. And it's a tough building. But here's the thing. If you keep that Ohio State offense on the sideline, mm-hmm. the horseshoe shuts up. It hates watching defense. It hates it. And it sits on its hands. Look, they've consumed way too much adult beverage. They've gotten themselves fired up at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock on Eastern time, and they do not want to watch Nebraska get out there and decide, you know what, we're going to chip you 4 yards at a time. Even if it's, hey, Dylan, quick toss. Hey, stand up. Let's bring back the old pop pass and give Fedoni some work at 3 yards in a controllable space. And then defensively, listen, make them stretch you vertical.
Yeah.
Right? for two plays out of the series and then press them for two plays out of the series. But alternate, just dump it. You can be very simple without having to complicate how you do what you do. If Ohio State beats you throwing the ball big on first down, bow and be on your way.
Yeah.
The other way that Michigan does it is, you know what? We're not going to let you beat us for the big score. Yeah. We're just going to press your run game and see how committed you are to it.
Yeah.
Right? So playing both sides of the ball, one, control from tackle to tackle, and then two, outer third, one-on-one, having your guys. Listen, you don't need for them to break it and go to the house. You need for them. This is a first down game for Nebraska. This is a move the chains game. This is a keep Ohio State, their offense, within confines. It's a doable thing in watching some of their first halves this season, and it went against Ohio State, but other teams didn't stay with the plan.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that last year with Maryland.
Yeah,
when they were playing there, and Maryland's been fighting that for some time, but it seems like Mike Locksley might have, you know, turned the corner with a huge comeback victory against USC last week. But you know, the one thing I picked up against Ohio State is that you know, immensely talented. Now, I don't think they're a great team. I consider great teams of recent or over history, you know, obviously 95 Nebraska, USC with Bush, Miami Hurricanes. I'd even probably maybe throw in, you know, obviously the Bamas of back in the day, and then you could throw in some, of course, multiple Bama teams in Georgia when they beat TCU. Those are great teams. I think they're immensely talented. I don't know if they're a great team yet.
Is there a great team this year?
No, and that's the good thing.
Right.
So that gives it even more credit that you can go there and beat them. Marshall was a lot closer than the 35 point victory or margin. Mm-hmm. Michigan State, I think they played Ohio State probably a week or two too early for them. They finally are starting to get some rhythm. But I think Oregon showed you something, both, at least in my opinion, about Chip Kelly, but then also about their defense. So be immensely when you're sometimes you're almost too talented, right? And listen, I guess follow with me here. Like Chip Kelly, if you go back when he was at Oregon and they were, you know, with LaMichael James and all those guys, Mariota, they always lost to those smart kids from Stanford. Mm-hmm. Now, Stanford had some good players, and some of them went on to the NFL and on both sides of the ball, but nowhere was the talent close from Stanford to Oregon, right?
Yeah.
So you always wonder, how did Stanford beat Oregon? Well, what they did a simple thing, and I talked to Vic Fangio about it, they did a thing called they set the edge and condensed the edge. So what that does, that squeezes any type of run lane that they try to get by shift, motion, and all that razzmatazz stuff. So essentially, you use what they try to use to their advantage, it'll be a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And then you got to tackle well, and you got to rally to the football. And also, you have to understand they have great players, great athletes. They're going to make plays. Mm-hmm. One of the things that he said to me that really kind of, you know, stuck with, he's like, you got to make them keep making plays. That means you got to make them earn it. And then eventually he said, look, when the game gets tight, the advantage goes to, it would be in our case, Nebraska. And then offensively, you know, obviously if you were really humming on the outside, you'd like your chances against how they like to play. Like you said, I don't think their corners are very physical. I think they're physically gifted. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're very physical. For whatever reason, with that defensive line and the, you know, the talent at all three levels, they don't play the run as well as I expected with the experience. You know, they got some dudes over there. And so those are the things that lets me know there's a little bit of a lack of discipline. That means you like to play it your way. What? Why? Let's get you out, then we can pass. They want to do all the fancy stuff.
Well, they're talented enough to take some chances.
Right.
And it doesn't hurt them. But here's what we always said, look, get numbers at the point of attack.
Right. In some movement.
And, yeah. Right. Like, listen, Ohio State gets their numbers by motion.
Yeah.
Like, they will let you think, okay, we're lined up pretty well here, and then they'll throw an extra guy to throw the numbers off. Nebraska doesn't have that convenience, nor does it need.
Yeah.
What it needs to do is quite simply, you know what? If we're 3-on-3, take your chance. If you're 4-on, if you can get 4-on-3, attack it. And then every now and then, for the sake of this thing, somebody's going to have to break a tackle. Somebody's going to have to beat somebody out of position. But I'm just telling you, the biggest rival for Ohio State is its own fans and on a blowout Saturday, and they don't blow people out. They get real funky in that building when Ohio State's not dominating somebody today. What is going on here, right? Opportunity to play for the playoffs, opportunity for all these things, right? Everything in place. And, yeah, there is the Penn State eyes forward factor that if you're looking at the schedule and you see Nebraska get hemmed up by 40-plus, and Penn State's next on the schedule, who is notoriously a problem for you because Penn State does literally everything that we just talked about. Literally everything.
And they can go athlete for athlete.
Right? Well, I mean, even in the spaces where they can't, they will stay contained.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Stay contained. Penn State says, we play the Buckeyes in Michigan. We're not going to defend from sideline to sideline.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Marino can make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
On one given play, considering down and distance, we're going to defend hash to hash or number to number or number to hash. They will give up something and take the bet that in most cases, they're going to be in position to make it difficult for Ohio State to attack the thing that they've given away from. Nebraska has to make a concession. In their 3-3-5, it allows you some flexibility. Things aren't always what they appear. As long as you get the run fits there in time and they're executed, they can be a problem. But if they get cute.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a game that you got to stick to it and, you know, And Ohio State's always shown you ability to let you back in the game at a breaking point.
I want to ask you something that was asked of me earlier today.
Go ahead.
right? So there's a lot of talk about, you know, Michigan had some advantage, right, for being able to read signals and otherwise. Can I ask you, you give me whatever answer you want.
What's up?
What are the odds that Indiana was in Nebraska's playbook last week? If you go back and watch,
there was some couple. There was a couple. It was like
they guessed right
every time,
all the time, bro.
Yeah,
listen, 56 points to know everything that they were running.
Yeah,
to call the right defensive scheme, pressure from the right place, all the entire game, extra defender in the right place. Offensively, they knew what Nebraska was running. And against a 3-3-5, that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, I mean, there were some oddities, and they always had the right personnel and right play call. You know, I'll still lean towards we needed to handle our business a lot more. But, you know, I think this week is, you know, everybody's worried. Like the score is going to be the score, but the score is definitely going to be predicated on how we show up to play.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you think of it, for the most part, and you got to I'm going to give them grace or whatever you call it, that was a one-off, right?
Yep.
And, you know, you had it. Everybody's had it. Alabama had it. I mean, Alabama had it at Vanderbilt. So, not comparing teams, but I'm just saying there's comparable situations. So, definitely assume that they're going to show up to play, and Ohio State is going to be in for more of a dogfight than they planned for, no matter who they're playing the next week. And then if Nebraska continues to make it a dogfight and be intentionally competitive. And here's the difference. Intentionally competitive means I'm showing up with the intention that you are going to have to earn everything for 60 minutes. And if the whole team shows up like this, you're going to be the mood, the outcome of the game is going to be a big surprise, not only here in Nebraska and everywhere else, because what happens is in these games, and I've been in these games before, when you're playing against teams that are probably more talented, and, you know, whether it's the times when we were lean in Houston and we played the Colts or we played the Patriots or we play Kansas City, or I talked about Kansas City, or even when Jacksonville had Fred Taylor, or, you know, Tennessee, of course, when they had Eddie George and Steve McBear. So when I start naming Hall of Fame players, multiple on the teams, you show up and you're like, okay, well, there's some dudes over there. But once you condense the game, once you start playing in the game and you're used to the speed and you start making some plays, you start doing the things you set out to do, well, then the talent gap lessens. Because if you start laying hats on these receivers, no matter how good Jeremiah Smith is, no matter how good Emeka Egbuka, or how good they are, they won't be coming over the middle that much. They won't be, you know, turning and pirouetting up the sideline for run after catch. They'll be looking to get tackled. How does that go into Nebraska's favor? Well, you start to systematically start to wear them down. Chip Kelly is notoriously antsy. I'm telling you, the tighter the game, the more chances he takes deep. The more chances he takes deep plays to, if we play the deep ball, they'll throw you opportunities. If you go back to the Oregon game, That dude busted off that run with Henderson and didn't run the ball for literally a quarter and a half. The only way they got back in the game is somebody told him on that mic, is like, you better start running the ball. So that let me know where he was at as a coordinator, because that's number two against number three. You're not showing up there thinking like, oh, we're going to work on something. It's win at all costs. But you couldn't get out of your own way. So I think it's one of those things that if Nebraska gets them to play their way and the game gets – if we get to the – well, definitely, if we start the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game, it's Nebraska's game. And I'm telling
you, that crowd is fantastic.
I would love to believe that.
It's where it one-score games play out the way they're going to play out.
Yeah,
but I think it's fair to say that Nebraska fans and the personnel would be thrilled with a one-score game Saturday.
Well, sure.
Absolutely. I hear you say that, Jay, I just picture Nebraska trying to learn to walk the tightrope. It's 20 feet above the ground at the circus, and they're making their way across. They're making their way across.
And then they fall down.
In front of the other.
And then they fall down.
And then they look down. It's not. They might stay on the line, but they're going to start waiting. Like, oh crap, we made it this far.
Right.
Pause and freeze. That's what we've seen.
That's why this is totally different, though. That's like what other staffs would find a way to get out there. A one score game with a team like Ohio State, and you got to know their fan base. They fired John Cooper, man. Okay. And he was a winning coach. Now,
talking about it with Ryan Day.
Right. The same right. Thing. So on that sideline, that pressure is tenfold because they know if somehow, some way, Will Howard throws a pick six during a tie game, even if they won, the eye test isn't passed, then it's super pressured out there in Penn State. Then they start thinking about everything they should have done for the first three quarters, and then the game gets tight, and then you get 4 or 5 minutes ran off the clock. They haven't done anything. And then now you start to get into where you're getting your six-minute drill. Now, you don't get to a one-score game without having a good day at running the ball and stopping the run. So all those factors, if you get to a one-score game, depending on how it looks like, right, then I wouldn't say Nebraska guaranteed to win, but the advantage falls to Nebraska.
Yeah,
because they want to blow you out.
And it's the thing that if Jay walks in here, and no matter what time of day, if Jay walks in here and is waved into a show, Jay's going to be prepared to handle it. He's not going to freak out. He understands, okay, there are things I can do in this space. The difference is if you have somebody that's not used to being in that space, not being prepared, having to be very precise on what they do while they're out there, then you start to go, oh, the win. What about the win? No, Jay's not worried about the win. He's not worried about an extra player coming in or extra person in it. You don't worry about that. Handling chaos. This team, this year's version of the Huskers, has to figure out how to stay focused on what you're asking them to do. Again, you're not asking them to do anything that you haven't run in high repetition, high volume. Just do those things. You know what? Wrap up. Come up. Don't come up and get emotional and try to throw a hat shot, right? Don't drop your dome and try to put a bullet on somebody. No. Come up, break down, leverage, wrap up, finish. Do those things. We'll be fine. You'll be fine. They're going to make plays. But don't go and get silly and try to do stuff we haven't taught you to do.
Yeah, you don't get to that point, Austin, unless you're doing what you're supposed to do. And the biggest thing, I think, defensively real quick before we go to break, we'll get to the text here, I think that if you get to the second quarter or when we get to the second quarter and you haven't given them nothing cheap and deep made and they earned everything, watch how little the shifts and motions go out the door,
and Ohio State's playbook will shrink as well,
right? Because what they try to do is window dress and run the same six plays. Now you just got to get the principles down, get the shifts down, and communicate. It's going to be a communication game. And the great thing about it, it's on the road. So they won't be too loud when offense or Ohio State's offense out there. Anyways, good first segment. We'll take a quick break. Come back. We'll answer your text here. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.